Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kelly and Jenna and JC got me back on Bumble not too long ago. So I've been kind of bumbling-ish.
Literally.
Yes.
You're bumbling with it.
Yeah, I'm bumbling around with it. So, you know, a little bumble here on the left, a little bumble here on the right. You know, everything's going good. So yesterday I decided that I'd go see Black Panther. And not knowing exactly who I'd go with, but still, it's President's Day. A few people are out of town. I'd go to a matinee at 1:15 in 3D. Certainly, I can get a date.
Oh, you went 3D?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Ooh, I only paid for 2D. That was expensive enough.
So I decided to do that and go ahead and buy two tickets. Not knowing exactly who I was going to go with, but, you know, I don't want to wait till last minute.
The movie's selling out. At the very least, you could take your mama.
Well, true, but my mother goes to sleep much as like I do.
At 1:15 in the afternoon?
If it's a movie, if it's dark, she's probably going to go to sleep. So let me back up just a tiny bit. I have car trouble. My truck almost blew up on Saturday. It was leaking diesel fuel, spewing, like to the point where I had to get it towed to the place. So I have no car to go to the movie.
What are signs that the car's almost going to blow up?
Diesel fuel leaking out of the bottom.
Wait,
of it.
I thought you had like a whole garage full of cars. Are they all gone?
Well, no. I have two other cars, but it's rainy, you know, and I don't want to drive them in the rain and risk sliding into somebody. Because they're old cars. So I decide that I'm going to go to the movie. So I start bumbling. Hey, Whiskey Neat, would you like to go see a movie? No, I got to work. All right.
Not everybody was off for President's Day.
Yeah, that's true. So I bumbled one or two or three more, and nobody can go. And this is probably, it was 12. The movie starts in about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So I had to make a decision. Am I going to just not go and waste both tickets, or am I going to go and just go by myself?
Solo.
I'm a big boy. I can go to the movie by myself.
Yeah.
So
you could probably get a refund on the other one, right?
I didn't ask. I didn't try. I just said, I'll just take the $20 loss. These tickets for 3D, IMAX, or whatever, are $20 each.
Wow. So, you get an open seat next to you.
So, yeah, that was a good part. So, I took the $12 Uber to the movie theater, and then I got my $40 worth of tickets from the machine. So now I'm in $52, and the movie hadn't started yet. So, I'm like, that popcorn sure smells
good.
Yeah, I
gotta get a snack.
Gotta have popcorn. So, I go over and get a medium. $9. Mm-hmm. $8. We know this. I mean, everything's expensive at the movie theater. I need something to wash this down
with. That's why you got to pre-eat, Al.
I need something to wash this down with. Oh, look, there's a bar. So I go get a glass of wine. Guy says, hey, you want to make that a double?
Oh, no.
Sure. How much? At the airport, a double's like $2 or $3 more.
No.
Not at the movie theater, y'all.
Two full glasses.
$19. I'm not even lying. $19.
You're ridiculous. I can't believe you paid that.
So now I'm up to $70. By myself to go see Black Panther. And I sit down in the movie theater, and I'm in G1 and G2. You know, I don't know which one to sit in because I have two seats. So I put my popcorn, my $10 popcorn in G2, and I sit in G1.
Yeah.
And put on my 3D glasses, and it's dark. And I'm starting to get a little dry.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to get a little dry. And I've had to hit myself. I'm like, I've just
been traveling. And you drank a sedative.
I'm just,
wine why is the are you worst thing wine? You can drink. Knowing that you go to sleep in movies anyway.
I don't know. So I'm starting to nod a little bit, but I kind of woke myself up so that I could enjoy my $70 movie experience. And I did.
There were parts of the movie that were a little draggy.
It was a little bit long.
It's a long movie, right?
It's over 2 hours long.
And for my movie review part, I'll say it's long, and it has some slow parts.
It did. It had some slow that could have been edited down. But I warned you not to get a big drink, which you didn't, but you got a wine.
I got a wine, and it just made me sleepy. Bottom line, about after the movie, I have to Uber home now. And since Uber is like 8 minutes away, I stopped in the grill place and had like a little brief drink.
A brief drink?
A brief drink. A small drink. I'm up over $100, Kelly. It's $103.
To date yourself.
$103 to go out by myself.
You're an expensive date.
Now imagine if I had a date. This is still, I assume she would have picked me up and saved me $20. But geez, by myself, I spent $103.
The guy picks me up in an Uber, I think he has a drinking problem. Like, he's not allowed to drive his car.
Well, I mean, or he's very responsible. One or two drinks. Give him a benefit of the doubt, Jenna.
That's true. That's true. So $103
on a Monday afternoon.
On a Monday afternoon, and I didn't even get a kiss.
Why don't you kiss the back of your hand?
Probably should have.
Well, we went to see Black Panther as well. It is very long, and like I told everybody, there's two scenes in the credits.
Okay,
there's two scenes in the closing credits.
Yeah,
and so I wanted to tell everybody, because it's not my place, so I want to say, sit back down. Sit back down.
People are starting to file out.
Did you hear me on the radio yesterday? I said, sit back down. Nobody said.
People are starting to file out. And I'm like, I know what Kelly said. I'm going to sit
right
here and wait.
So there is 1 minute into the closing credits, there is one bonus scene, which is kind of like, oh, okay. That wasn't really that great. So we're going to wait another full 5 minutes.
For all the credits.
And more people, everybody thinks that after that one bonus scene, that was it. They're like, no, there's one more bonus scene. But I didn't say anything as much as I wanted to. I kind of talked really loud.
There's probably a third of the people in my movie theater that made it.
Maybe five or six of us left by then. I was like, didn't you hear? But no, I didn't say anything. And that was even, I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to tell you what it is.
It was not worth a 5 minute wait for me.
It wasn't worth it to me either.
Especially not after you've been in there for 2.5 hours.
But here's the thing. There is a key part of the movie. It's a long movie, so I told everybody, go to the bathroom. I don't care if you have to go or not. Go try. This is a 2-hour movie. I'm going.
And I just picture Kelly in front of all these strangers in a movie theater. Like,
everybody,
sit down. Sit down.
You better go pee.
Go potty.
I'm telling you all, with your big super gulp extra larges, you better go pee. I went use the bathroom, and I was about to die by the end of the movie but I even emptied my bladder. So of course the boys look up at daddy, we have to go pee, and it ends up being the most pivotal part of the movie. If you don't have this key piece of information, you're like, well, why is this guy doing that? And so Alan comes back from the bathroom, and I was like, oh my god, Alan, I cannot sit here. The movie's going, everybody's, I can't tell you, I'll just have to tell you at the end of the movie what you missed. So he is completely lost. And after the end of the movie, I'm trying to explain it. He's like, but I don't understand. And my daughters, they stayed, and they're like, why don't you understand? It was so frustrating.
Yeah.
So you got to get that app, When to Go Pee. Yeah. What is it called? Do you remember?
I think it's When Do You Pee?
Because I'm telling you, if you get up to pee at the wrong time, you're going to be like, I don't understand.
And I was trying to pick my pee spot, too. I had to go again.
Shocking.
Even though I went before.
That booze bladder.
Yeah. I had to pick my spot, and I don't know what I missed, obviously. But
I'll tell you, the women who, the warriors.
Alone, that's the worst.
The warriors who protect the king, they're all
sexy
women.
Yeah.
And they're all bald, and they are sexy as get out, aren't they?
And they hold those spears up.
They are the spears,
up,
man.
Woo!
That was my favorite character. I can't remember the names, but was the head bald chick.
Yeah.
She is so awesome.
Hey, Baldy. Shout out.
So good. It was fun. It was a fun movie. The kids got a little scared at certain parts. It's pretty intense.
Cool.
But if your kids are superhero fans, they'll enjoy it. But
I'd go see it. Take your wine with you. Save you a little cash.
Sneak it in.
Sneak you a little popcorn. Stop by a little treat store and get you some popcorn at the drugstore. You'll save yourself a ton of money. So that's my movie tip for the day.
Thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
What's coming up next? We're going to talk a little bit of Bachelor.
I think we will, Kelly. You saw The Bachelor full on for 2 hours.
I saw Black Panther and The Bachelor in one day.
I saw maybe half of The Bachelor. It was on the whole time. I just wasn't paying very close attention. So you can explain to me what happened. But now they're down to three girls, right?
Yeah, this is when they're going to have the overnight dates now.
Yeah.
The fantasy suite dates.
Oh.
Because last night was the hometown visits.
Yep. Four girls got to bring them home to meet the family, and it didn't go so well for one of them.
We will talk Bachelor next. Next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show, minus Mr. J.C. Chavez.
He's out. Hey, Al, remember earlier we were talking about types A and B of flu?
Yes.
My doctor is always listening, and he cleared this up.
Thanks,
right?
Doc.
He said, influenza A and B are just two different strains. One is not necessarily worse, but this year, patients with B tend to be sicker.
Okay.
So, there you go. Thank you, Dr. Tegas.
Thank you, Dr. Tegas. Coming up, does that make me crazy? I spent $100 going to see a movie.
That is crazy. I can't believe you didn't try to get a refund for that second ticket.
I wanted to afterwards, but
it's too late after the fact. Okay, so right now we're going to talk about Bachelor, right?
Yes, let's talk about the Bachelor.
And without the captain of our ship, Yeah, without the captain of our ship, we're a little lost. Y'all forgive us. JC normally steers the ship here. So.
Yeah, and he's super passionate about The Bachelor.
I know. I don't even know if he watched last night. He was so sick. We could call him up and try to get him on this call, but no, we're going to let him sleep. He's got the flu.
I watched 45 minutes. That's all I can give. 2 hours, Kelly, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you have 2 hours with commercials.
I feel it's my duty.
Yeah.
And what I do, Jenna, is I let it, since I was not going to live tweet it, I was so aggravated last week. I said, that's it. I'm not live tweeting anymore because, I don't know, I just don't have enough interesting things to say about it to live tweet. It just makes me so frustrated. I let it play for about 30, 45 minutes, and then I go back and fast forward through the commercials.
So now, what's his name? Ari is down.
As of last night, he was down to the final four.
If you haven't
watched it yet, we are going to give a few spoilers, and I'm sorry, but we got a show to do here. All right, so the first date he took home, he went to meet her family, was Kendall.
Okay.
Kendall is a really pretty blonde girl. She apparently works in the movie industry somehow. She's like a production assistant or something, but her passion is taxidermy. And he takes her she takes him to this huge warehouse filled with dead animals. I mean, every kind of animal you can imagine. Yeah. Things that, why did you stuff that? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she's giving the illusion that this is her taxidermy warehouse or if she works for someone
like
who has this.
Desk or
I don't know.
Yeah.
But her date idea, we're going to do taxidermy, Ari. He's like, what? He's kind of freaking out.
Going to actually do the process?
You're gonna dead stuff?
Yes, Jenna. They walk over to a table.
Oh, my.
And she has the dead carcasses. It's just the skins rats.
I'm out.
And then she has him, and they both stuff a rat, and they dress them up like little bachelor and bachelorette, and they act out a scene of the rats kissing each other in Paris.
At least that's entertaining. At least it's weird.
It's weird. I can't believe PETA is not protesting all over this, because she's saying how the taxidermy is a beautiful thing, and you know, you just hear everybody that loves animals. It was really disturbing to see.
It depends on how they're getting the rats.
Exactly. How are you getting? I mean, but it wasn't just rats. It was every animal. Monkeys, mongooses. It was everything. It was just all over the place. It was kind of
mongoose.
And then, you know, they go back. Do we have audio on that at all? Because I can't tell from this list, Trey. I'm sorry. JC normally does this. You might have
the
to have
taxidermy freak me out a little bit. Not my thing.
So crazy.
That's so beautiful.
But I love spending time with Kendall. You know, she's quirky and funny.
Oh my God.
That's a sexy face.
Oh my God. I've never dated anyone like her. She really just keeps things interesting.
So this isn't all we're doing. We're not just looking at taxidermy.
Not just admiring it.
We're actually going to be mounting some taxidermy of our own.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
So after they stuff the rats, it's just disturbing. Whatever. They go to her family's house, and she has a twin.
Huh.
And the twin is real earthy, you can tell. And she's like, I don't feel the vibe. I feel the distance between you. I don't think that Ari looks at you and feels safe. And so now she's down. I'm like, what is going on here? It's really strange. But of course, they end the date and it's fine. So next he has to go see Tia in Arkansas.
This one
Wiener,
I saw.
Wiener, Arkansas.
Yeah. Wiener, Arkansas?
First thing out of the gate, she takes him, I keep screwing it up, she takes him to a dirt track where they can race.
Yeah,
great.
He loves that day.
He's loving it.
He's like, let me show off, yeah.
And now she warns him, you got to go home and meet my family. Now my brother's going to give you a hard time, Ari.
So they're at the Wiener racetrack.
So Tia's brother, he did grill Ari a little bit about being a playboy.
The rumors are now the kissing bandit. Is that something that I have to look forward to? How can you prove to me tonight that that's not who you are?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess, like, I didn't, like, nickname myself. But, like,
you choose your own nickname.
Yeah, but that was, like, because of the show the last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've had some good times and good years in my life where I wasn't serious and I was racing and traveling the world. But I don't feel like that's me now, you know?
He is an excellent conversationalist. I will give that to Ari.
He
can handle himself in any awkward situation.
He de-escalated that situation.
Smart.
That brother, the brother of Tia, looked like if he had said the wrong thing, he would have probably just punched him in the nose.
And honestly, he charmed everyone, every single family that he walked into, every one of them skeptical. rightfully so, because this is a ridiculous premise for your daughter to meet the love of her life.
Right.
But I knew, I mean, and I love my Southern people. Hey, you know, I grew up next door to Darlington Racetrack. I love my Southern people. This is not a match. The minute he walked in that family, you could always like, I can't do this. This is just not, it's not right for him.
Right.
You can't just walk into a full-on Southern family.
It just didn't work
that way.
Yeah. Right.
So I knew from that moment on, she's a goner. But we have to go on to two more hometown dates.
Okay, who else?
So next he went to Becca. Becca's the first girl he took out to the date with Rachel Zoe, which basically she spent the entire date with Rachel Zoe, who gave her thousands of dollars worth of clothes and all these jewelry and Christian Louboutins.
Is she the young chick, Becca?
She's the brunette. No, Becca's gone.
Okay.
Honestly, I think this Becca... I think she and Ari would be a great match. I don't think he's going to pick her in the end, but I think they'd be a great match. But Becca's father died. Mm. He had, I think, brain cancer, they said.
Okay.
And so she warned him, you got to talk to my uncle, and he's going to be the one that gives you a hard time. So here's Becca's uncle talking to Ari.
This should be her dad right now sitting here, not me. Sorry. That's okay. You know, with her dad dying of a horrible, brain tumor. Mom Jill's had breast cancer, but we've seen a lot of ugliness with cancers and dying and deaths and things that we've stuck together.
Yeah,
we're her uncles, and since his passing, we're her guard dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna mess around. So are we wasting time here, or is Becca the real deal to you?
She is.
Just on a reality show, awful. Man.
And I can't
it's
see how you can say that to four different girls' parents.
Well, like
or
family. One of the moms said to him, you have to compartmentalize. And he literally is having to compartmentalize each date and each situation.
And say, I love your daughter.
He didn't say, I love your daughter to everyone. Yeah. The only one he's really expressed his love to is the next girl we're going to talk about. But really quickly, with Becca, she took him to an apple farm. I want to go to an apple farm so bad right now. It was so pretty. They picked apples. They threw apples to each other in the baskets. They went and took their apples and they dipped them in caramel. I want to go to an apple farm so bad.
Where was this apple farm?
In Minnesota.
Farm?
I asked out, because I walked into the room kind of late. I said, are they in Washington State? He said, no, they're in Minnesota, where she's from.
Cool.
I want to go to an apple farm. I'm so excited. So anyway, moving on to Lauren. Now, Lauren's the one that's like vanilla ice cream.
Mm.
No, she's not even like vanilla ice cream. She's like fat-free vanilla ice cream.
She doesn't talk a lot.
She
talks less than the rest.
She had moments of a little bit of personality that popped through with the hometown date. Now, that says she's from Dallas, but her family is in Virginia Beach. Her father, big guy in the military pilot. He's going to be tough, too. Like every dad, we're going to be tough. And then he charms them all. But Lauren's mother, she was really the toughest nut to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't seem like she trusted Ari, but Lauren trusts him, though.
He could be sitting in a room full of 15 girls, and I know exactly what he's thinking. It's super weird.
And he feels the same way about you. It seems like
it's really weird.
You guys connect.
Yeah. I told him that I was falling in love with him in Italy, and he was like, I just wanted to tell you that I am falling deeply in love with you, too.
I mean, I just wonder, because there's, and I hate to mention the other girls, but
I know that he's like a very honest and genuine person. I don't think he would have said that to me if he was saying that to other people.
I love the mother. Every time she said something.
But you're right about him charming the dad.
He charmed him.
Yeah, he was talking about being a pilot, and his dad was like his biggest fan. He's like, oh, really? Oh,
but
really?
You know why? Because Ari said, oh, yeah, I went and visited troops in Iraq, and suddenly the dad was like, you're my favorite.
Yeah.
But the thing with the mom is she was so skeptical. She's rolling her eyes. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But and even at the end, she told Ari, I can't really give you my blessing, but I trust my daughter.
Hmm.
And that's all you can do. It was just kind of like, wonk, wonk, because I feel like that's the one he's going to pick.
Now, this was probably divulged a long time ago. What does Ari do for a living? He would be a great
salesman.
He's also
a realtor. He sells real estate.
I knew he'd be in sales in some kind of way.
She's
a salesman.
She's repeated multiple times that Ari told me he was falling deeply in love with me. She keeps repeating that.
Yeah.
He's falling deeply in love with me, if you hadn't heard.
Okay.
And unless they've edited this creatively, they always make whoever has the worst hometown date, apparently that's who goes on to win The Bachelor. or The Bachelorette.
Which in this case, well.
But each situation seemed to turn out okay. This is the one where Ari, when he met Lauren's family, he had to excuse himself from the room because he was sweating so profusely. This was considered, I think, the worst hometown date, even though she's apparently okay. The richest. Her family has a mega mansion.
Whose family?
Lauren, the fat-free vanilla ice cream. And but at the end, here's a spoiler alert. Tia went home.
But how he got her to go, what led up to that was kind of a trip. Because I did see this part. And so
at the final four.
Yeah, all four girls are there. And he left the room for a minute.
He was shaken up.
He was really emotional. And then he comes back and he asks
Kendall, taxidermy girl. He says, can I talk to you for a minute? And here's the situation. Ari knew he had to let Tia go. It just didn't go well. So he had to tell Kendall, look, if you're not going to tell me there's a chance for us to be engaged by the end of this. Because she's kind of thinking logically. She said, I don't know. I'm not in a place to say I want to be engaged. I'd love to see where our relationship goes. Right. I'd love to keep... Why do we have to have a ring? He's like, I need a ring here.
Neil Lane,
he is just like Rachel from last season. I got to have a proposal at the end of this, or this is a failed venture for me. So when he gave her just that inkling of hope that maybe she might be swayed, he got rid of Tia. Because he told her flat out, there are three girls in there who are willing to marry me right now. And if you can't he said, if you can't tell me. So I knew at that moment it was between him and Tia.
And you know
her
what
and
this
Tia.
Comes down to, and people are saying it's very certain that this is what happens, that he proposes to someone and then he's already with the runner-up right now.
Really? I think it's going to, I personally think it's going to come down to Becca from The Apple Girl and Lauren, fat-free vanilla ice cream. That's the two I think is going to be the final two. Taxidermy girl is just too out there.
I'm not going to say anything.
I don't
right?
want you to.
You don't
I want to be. I don't want to know. But that was. I was right when he kicked out Tia last night. I got my little brownie points for that. But I think it's going to be. I don't know who he's going to end up with ultimately with Jenna's twist on it that he supposedly proposes and then changes his mind like that guy did Jason. I keep calling him Ben. Jason Mesnick did with his girls. But we'll see.
Crazy girls find love too.
There's nobody crazy. Well, I guess the taxidermy could be considered crazy. That's an odd passion.
And even even the girl with the redneck family, I mean, she'll find...
Oh, of course she will. Everybody deserves love. I didn't like the way she played young Becca, though. And so she got what she deserved. You can't be ratting out other girls on The Bachelor and get the final rose. That doesn't work that way.
Well, Kelly always says, this show is a show that demonstrates what not to do.
Right, and what
girls.
To do.
Yeah,
that works.
I'm apparently crazy. I did something over the weekend.
My best
friend Mackenzie said that's crazy. I never thought anything of it.
All right.
I've been down to pet every dog that I see, and I stood up to her, and I guess I turned and said, you know, it's just good dog karma. And she's like, good dog karma? I'm like, yeah. I like petting on all dogs, giving all dogs love. I want good dog karma.
Those little things that you think are normal, but maybe they're not quite so normal. Does that make me crazy? Give us a call with yours right now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll tell you if you're crazy next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Well, unfortunately, you will not see JC on Kid TV this morning because he's out with the flu.
And he is sorely missed.
He is very much missed. But the show must go on. Coming up, we have Does That Make Me Crazy? Give us a call with yours right now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will be doing that as soon as I tell Kelly about what happened 226 years ago today.
What?
In 1792, for some reason... President George Washington created the U.S. Post Office.
Really?
That was 226 years ago.
How about that?
And what would he have done if we had like stamps.com back then?
You know, does it make me crazy that I love going to the post office? I do. I'm one of those people that loves the whole experience.
Right.
But time isn't always on my side when it comes to going to the post office. And especially if you're a small business owner or you work out of your home, sometimes it's just not always the easiest thing to get all your packages loaded into your car to go to the post office. Well, with stamps.com, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you might not have known, with postage rates went up again.
That's right.
So the price of a postage stamp, I believe, is now 50 cents for a first class stamp. But with stamps.com, you can save 3 cents on every letter you send.
That adds up if you send
it
a bulk mail,
man. It does, if you do bulk mail. And with stamps.com, you don't have to guess about the postage. You have a digital scale. So if you have a computer, a printer, and that digital scale, you can mail any letter, any package, any size box, you can do it. And then the postal carrier will just come and pick it up from your home or from your business and take it to the post office for you.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, and if you want to check it out, right now you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer including a 4-week trial plus postage and that digital scale you'll need. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Craddick, K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K. That's Stamps.com. Enter Craddick.
That was some very useful information.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I know you meant to say thank you. You're welcome.
I have a text here that I love.
What do you love?
All right. It says, when my boyfriend squeezes my butt, I make him squeeze both cheeks or I feel uneven. Yes. Does that make me crazy?
Makes you a little OCD.
Makes you have a lucky boyfriend.
Makes you get another squeeze.
That's right.
Give us a call right now at 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT if you want to text us.
And right now we will go.
Oh, if you want to call us.
Yeah.
You want to go to the phones?
Let's go to the
phone. We have Amy. Hey, Amy, what's going on?
Amy? It's all falling apart without JC.
Amy?
They don't hear JC's voice. They just don't talk.
Amy called and doesn't want to talk. Does that make her crazy?
All right, Amy. We're going to have to go on to the next caller.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Let's try Jacob.
Jacob, hi. Jacob?
Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe no.
All right. So this isn't working. So I guess we're going to have to read some of the text messages, huh? Oh, wait. Oh.
Who is this?
Amy.
Amy.
You're
still there. Good, Amy.
Sorry, we were having some phone trouble.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
We're trying to press buttons, losing control. What do you do that you think might make you crazy?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it.
Go for it.
Because I thought that laundry was everybody's problem, but I don't like putting clothes away in drawers because I'm scared they're going to eat my fingers. Like, the drawers are just going to, like, slam really quickly, you know?
I've never heard that one before. All right.
So, like, I grew up with the show where, like, the toaster was, like, a hero or something like that. And from since then, I think that all my, like, toaster and my dishwasher and, like, everything's alive when I leave the house, kind of. I know it's not real. Like, I'm not that crazy.
There's got to be a phobia for being afraid your fingers are going to get slammed in things. There has to be a phobia for that.
Yeah, because it's not just my drawers, but it gets to a point where I'm like, okay, this is all clean and it needs to go away. I'm just going to do it, and I go as fast as I can.
Oh, girl.
So where do you keep your clothes? Like, just leave them in the dryer?
All on top of it. They're, like, all on top of the dryer. They're, like, it's stacked on top of the dresser.
Aww.
Or, like, all on the couch.
That makes you my favorite person of the day, maybe the week.
Why?
We have so much in common.
You're just lazy. You're lazy.
Well,
she's crazy.
That makes me lazy.
I'm just going to think I'm, like, literally crazy.
Oh, it's a sweet crazy, and I'm sorry.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
All right.
Thanks, Amy.
That's a cute crazy.
That's cute.
Unless you have a clean freak. All right, let's see if we have Jacob now. Jacob, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
There you are, Jacob.
Tell us what makes you crazy.
So I'm studying to be an aerospace engineer.
My man.
And what I do to calm down when I'm upset is I look at a picture of a jet engine.
Oh, it's soothing to you.
Yes.
It just calms you down.
Just an engine on, in one of your textbooks or, like, actually outside looking at an engine?
I look at them on Instagram.
Oh, are there?
Oh, there's a jet engines of Instagram?
What's your favorite jet engine account?
Probably Mr. Aircraft Engineer.
There you
go. Wow. Now, do you love jet engines?
Do you want to marry one?
No.
Okay, then you're not crazy. If you took it next level where you're, like, applying for a marriage license, like that crazy girl that wants to marry her Game Boy or something.
Like aroused by jet engines.
I've seen a lot of Bumble profiles with pictures of girls inside the engine. It's not running, obviously, of a jet plane, commercial jetliner. I guess they work there. I don't know.
Or it's just a cool shot.
It's a cool shot, yeah.
Kids take those photos.
Yeah.
The plane.
Okay,
we've
ruled that you are not crazy.
You're not crazy, bro. But you're in a very zen place with those engines.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck, man.
I always feel bad when I tell people they're not crazy. I think they're disappointed.
They want to be crazy, I guess. All right, well, maybe this one is. Let's hear from Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hey, Sean.
Hello. Hi.
All right, now, why don't you tell us what you do in the bathroom?
Ooh, what?
Well, I actually made that up just to talk to you guys on the radio. Does that make me crazy?
Wait.
So this is a ploy?
You made what up? You got to tell us what you made up.
that I eat, why I go number two.
Oh, we've had that one before, actually.
So you don't...
It was me.
Wait, you've told us that. Oh, you're saying you made that up a long time ago, and now you're calling about back to front yourself out.
Well, no, I actually did that a long time ago, but then I called back reusing it. I don't do it anymore.
Okay, so that was you.
I wanted to get on the radio.
Okay.
With you guys.
All right, well, how are you doing?
Yeah, this is your moment.
I'm good. I just love you guys so much. I listen to you guys every morning, so I wanted to call and say hi.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you conquered that eating on the bathroom thing. That was really kind of yucky.
Yeah, that is gross.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, it's good to hear your voice again.
Yes, and crazy.
All right, you too.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank
Very
you,
smart.
You guys too.
Yeah. Right, bye-bye.
It's a clever way.
Right. But see, I remembered that. I was like, we had that before. It was her.
Trey, did you say you had one?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you, Trey?
Sorry,
I'm
from good. The control
room. I just wanted to be on the radio.
Oh,
okay. No, for real though. Whenever so my electric company lets us have free electricity after 8 p.m.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm worried that they haven't stopped running the meter. So anything that's been turned on before 8, I'll go around and turn off the lights and then turn them back on so that it resets the meter after 8 so they know that that electricity is free.
Oh,
that's a lot of trouble, Trey.
Yeah.
Like
I think they
lights.
Can just tell by time.
Yeah, I think they have like a meter on it.
But I'll tell you what. I signed up for a new electric plan with this Reliant Energy or something. I'm supposed to have free weekends. My electric bill has been more than it's ever been before in my life. What is going on? I have free weekends.
I think it's all a wash.
It's everything's just
free
charging.
Times. I don't know.
Every service. I thought I was picking a low one. Everyone's just charging.
You got to go and like unplug the refrigerator or something on Friday night when the actual...
Free
kicks in, so then you got to unplug it and plug it back in, so they know that it's free.
Oh, I don't think there's somebody there monitoring
it.
Your switches.
I don't think so, Trey. They have their
or
clocks.
Maybe there is.
Well, then I guess I'm crazy.
You are crazy. All right, let's hear from Ruby. I love that name. Ruby is 10 years old. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
All right, what do you do that you think might make you crazy? Tell us.
I love to change downstairs. And everyone at school says I'm crazy. So that makes me crazy.
You like to touch boys' hair?
Yes.
Is it the freshly buzzed hair when it's really short?
Yeah, I love touching everyone's hair.
Okay, if it's freshly buzzed hair, I totally get it. When I see a kid that has freshly buzzed hair and I'm passing them in the mall, it's everything I can do not to rub their head.
Can I touch your child?
Yeah. Because it's the best feeling, that little buzzed head.
Ruby, do you think you're crazy?
No.
Do you want to be crazy?
Yes.
Okay. No, you're so crazy, Ruby.
You're 10-year-old crazy.
Hair touching crazy.
Yes.
Yes, okay. You are.
But you keep doing that because I like it. I like touching hair, too.
That's cute. That's cute, Ruby. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruby.
Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
All right. Now let's talk to Nicole, even though this one's gross, Nicole.
Oh, no.
Hello.
I think you're crazy. I'm gonna say it before you even say it. I know. Tell everyone.
Oh, it's not crazy. It's like, you know, good for her.
It is. Well, tell everyone what you do.
I think I'm crazy because I will feed my dog my snot rag.
Well,
the toilet paper.
No. Well, I say use toilet paper. Generally, it's Kleenex or a paper towel.
Why
when
do
I
you,
blow my nose, the mucus come out.
Why do you think it's good for her?
She's got a better immune system, so it's building up for her, so she won't get a cold.
Oh. Well, I might... Maybe
I'm looking up for her.
All right, well...
No.
See, with dogs, I have to put all... When I had George, we had to put all of our trash cans, the bathroom trash cans, underneath the sink because he loved to go through them.
She won't even touch a trash can. Like, at all.
She has to, like, blow her nose and then put it down on the floor.
No, I either let it hang from my nose and let her lick it off.
Okay, you crazy.
Yeah.
You crazy.
Yeah, you're Hall of Fame crazy.
Are you married?
No, ironically, I don't know why.
Don't put that on your dating profile.
Yeah,
take it off and Bumble.
Leave that a mystery until he's in deep.
Right, and then he'll see it. I'll sneeze, and then my dog's gone to lick the boogers off.
Yeah, and then it'll be too deep in love to care.
Oh. Do we have to end it on that one? I guess we do.
Well,
yeah.
We do. Do we, Trey? Do we have to end? Or
is that the ender?
Can we take one more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more so better, it's not the last stop going through your mind.
I don't know that that is...
I want a better taste in my mouth.
A veterinarian might say that's probably not...
That's crazy, Kelly.
It's not good for them to eat all that tissue, first of all. The dog.
Right.
Yeah. No. So we'll just look at it for a health perspective.
The dogs do it. I mean, they like dogs like to go through the bathroom trash can.
Yeah, for sure. It's not...
I know it's not good.
But getting one Kleenex occasionally out of the trash is
different than allowing them to lick it out of her nose.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on and get that thought out of our head.
Lisa
does something she thinks might be crazy at a restaurant. Ooh. What is it, Lisa?
Okay, so, Kelly, I do actually want you to tell me that I'm not crazy.
Okay.
We'll see. I call this my fight club syndrome. Okay. And what happens is if I go somewhere with someone, like let's say a restaurant, and we're sitting there eating, and then they get up and go to the bathroom, and if they're gone for a really long time, I start to freak out, like maybe they don't exist, and I just came to the restaurant by myself, and like they're a totally made up person, and I made them up in my mind, and then the illusion just like flips, and now I'm just sitting there by myself.
I love that. It's like you're living a movie.
Yeah. Like, it'll happen if I go to the mall with my husband, and we'll split up, and we're supposed to meet back at a certain place.
Right.
And if he doesn't come back, then I'm like, maybe I'm not even married, and I just made up this guy, and I'm just going to stand here forever and realize that I'm crazy.
I love that.
Well, she's crazy. She's crazy.
I love it.
She's not snobby.
Because it's like you're living your own little parallel universe. I dated a guy
that... Yeah, like, what if this is it's all a sham and I just, like, lost the ability to perpetuate it?
Right. I dated a guy that believed in parallel universes. He believed in it. That if we would if you make a different choice, this is how it plays out. And he believes there are two different universes going on at the same time. And you're just bouncing back and forth between yours. I love it. Not crazy.
Yeah. Not crazy?
You want to be not crazy or crazy? I forgot what you said.
Well, I'd love to be not crazy, but
not
I'd really
crazy.
Love someone else to say that they do the same thing.
Well, I dated someone that believed that, so I thought it was kind of cute. I love that premise from movies. Remember that Gwyneth Paltrow movie, Sliding Doors, where if she would if she didn't catch the door, one way played out, and if she did, the other way. I love that kind of scenario, so I am digging it. I'm glad. I'm happy that you live it.
Okay, but it freaks me out, so I don't like it.
Oh, but I thought you wanted to be... Okay, I'm confused.
I don't know either.
She's freaked out, but you want me to tell you're not crazy.
Yeah.
You're not crazy, and I love you so much.
I think you're crazy.
Don't be freaked out.
You're not snot red crazy, but you're crazy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Minus one critical member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Mr. JC Chavez. He's out with the flu today. I feel you, my brother. I feel you. Fortunately, the ladies on the show have not had to deal with it this year.
That's right.
Knock on something.
Especially because I just went and came back from a wellness retreat.
Right.
And how awful if I came back with the flu when JC wrote us. I'm like, oh gosh, I hope I don't get the flu.
You can pick up a lot of things on planes. That's when I got the whooping cough many years ago.
Yeah,
was on a plane.
Oh,
it was bad.
That.
Yeah, and we sat for 2 hours actually yesterday on the runway not taking off. The pilot actually came on, and I just don't think this is good pilot speak. He goes, well, ladies and gentlemen, the plane is broken.
Oh,
no. No, I don't want to hear that.
But they're throwing something up on the wing, and we'll take off in a minute. And of course, if you look out to the right side, I'm sitting at the right side window. I open it up. I'm right over the wing.
Guy with a hammer.
Like, I literally see them putting something on as some huge red thing. That's my plane speak. Some huge red part as the pilot's like, this is for the reverse thrusters. You know, honestly, we don't actually need them.
Don't need that.
But, you know, we got to cross our T's and dot our I's on the paperwork.
I want
there for 2 hours.
I want my plane to have all its parts, whether it needs them or not. I want my plane to have 100% of the parts that are on the picture in the diagram.
And that's why they sat there for 2 hours. Yep. But, you know, some people are so anxious. They're like, just forget it. Leave it. Let's go.
Yeah. No, it was. People were getting antsy. But my best girlfriend and I, yes, we have a fitness blog. And so we do some fitness wellness things. It's our side hustle. It's our passion, really. It's stuff that we're interested in anyway. So we got the opportunity to to go out to a Four Seasons property in Westlake, California. It's about a little over an hour from L.A.
Okay.
Right out by Calabasas.
Oh, did you see any Kardashians?
I did not.
Oh.
But now you know that that's where they live. So that's where we were. And they're partnered up with the California Institute of Health and Longevity. So they have all of these registered dietitians and fitness instructors and yoga teachers. And so we did a full wellness weekend. And we weren't sure what we were getting into. We were going to like it.
Was it like one of those things where they have a schedule set up for you? So you're going to do this at 7 and this at 8 and this at 9? I mean, just full jam-packed?
Full jam-packed. Yeah. I need a vacation from my wellness vacation. Yeah. No, it was very good that we're interested. If you're interested and you're engaged in the material, it was awesome. I mean, we learned a lot. It's also nice for her and I. We're into fitness and good nutrition.
Right.
So it's nice to have that validation, that confirmation that what we're doing is right.
See, my wellness would be sitting by the pool, drinking a margarita.
You do that very well.
Yeah, drinking a beer. This is wellness right here, y'all. Could you bring me another little fruity drink?
So we were a little late and we missed the welcome. Uh-huh. And then there was a workout. Well, apparently there were 7 of us on the retreat. A couple, 2 different moms, one lives in New York City, one lived in Orange County, that were just trying to get away, very high stress level, wanting to, you know, clean up their routine, kind of like a wellness check is what this was for some of us. And but one girl apparently went to the first meeting and then didn't return.
That's why she needed an accountability partner.
They had to check on her in a hotel room.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But I guess her parents had gotten her the trip and she didn't want to participate.
Aww.
So
she got room service all weekend.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm doing well.
But y'all, I learned how to grill. I didn't know how to use a grill, really.
That's awesome.
I know it sounds kind of funny, but like I really didn't know how to cook certain things that well.
Yeah.
So they taught us how to cook better. And I did this bod pod. It looked like something out of Black Mirror. You got into this body chamber, and it takes all the air out. It compresses all the air. It's kind of...
Can you breathe?
It's kind of scary. You're only in there for 30 seconds, so you can tell there's not a whole lot of air in there.
It shrink wraps you, kind of?
No. You just sit in this... you just sit in this little kidney bean looking thing.
Why?
And I need air.
It's the most accurate reading of your body measurement and your body fat and how much water weight and that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's interesting stuff. We learned that we need to eat more greens. I don't eat enough vegetables. And flexitarian is the trendy word right now. That was the word they threw out all the time. Flexitarian.
Yeah, I got a cousin. Flexitarian.
You know, there's vegetarian and whatever. Flexitarian
is...
Was
that just like you walk around flexing all the time?
Right. No, it's being flexible in what you eat, but it's eating, they say, try and eat at least 5 vegetarian meals a week.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little more away from red meat.
Okay.
Only limit that to twice a week. Which I need to be better about.
Yeah.
And
it takes your body longer to process red meat.
Yeah, and then fish and white meat and stuff is fine.
Okay.
But that's called flexitarian. Yeah, it was very interesting. So, yes, eat more greens.
Eat more greens, and you did.
Was there anybody sexy at the retreat?
No.
Oh, darn.
Well, I mean, like for me to hook
like
up with?
A man, yes.
No, there was a wedding actually from here. All these people from Texas were there for a wedding.
Okay.
But we were roaming around in bathrobes. We thought about crashing the wedding. But everyone in the hotel was kind of wearing bathrobes around, which was awesome.
What kind of hotel are you in? A bathroom?
Where they have a lot of spa treatments.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you go to the spa in the hotel, you just
wear
your robe down.
A swinging thing.
Yeah, women there on trips, and everyone's roaming this nice hotel in bathrobes. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. Yes, Al, I did sample some other greens.
Well, it's legal in California
now. It's the state of California.
Now.
You know you can get them delivered, like a food delivery service.
You can get weed delivered.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even smoke weed, but you can get it delivered to you.
You can.
What, are you writing that down or what?
No, I don't know. That's just weird that California does that.
Very liberal out there.
I tried something I've never tried before.
What?
And it was lemonade. It was cannabis lemonade. And I did not read the instructions.
Uh-oh.
And it ruined an entire day and evening for me. I laid in the fetal position while my best friend laughed at me.
Had a little too much.
And then we recorded our podcast, so you can listen to the Fittish podcast when it comes out this week.
One country time.
It was terrible. It was terrible. So that's one of those moments you go, well, I'm never doing this again. Yeah.
Well, Kelly tried. Well, Kelly bought it up in Colorado when we visited up there.
But I gave it away.
Was it gummy weed?
It was gummies.
Gummy bear stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gave it to our driver, which
it's
probably would have
been. The menus. You can order to be delivered gluten-free cookies. I mean, they're healthy. It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
There's got to be a limit to it, though. I guess everybody's just going hog wild at first.
Yeah, the limit is a teaspoon when you drink a whole bottle. It was
a limit to the delivery, the gluten-free marijuana menu. I mean, there's got to be a...
You know, California,
they're just throwing everything at it.
I think I thought it would be like Colorado, and it would be totally easy like that. And it's actually not as easy, even though it's recreationally legal. It's not as easy as just, there's not tons of stores that you just walk into. A lot of them still, you have to have a doctor's note.
So when California breaks off with that San Andreas fault line and it just floats out into
they're
the Pacific.
They're not going to care.
They're not going to care.
They're not going to care. Right.
No.
They'll just think they're tripping, Al.
Dude, you got a river out here?
We got beachfront property all of a sudden.
Yeah, you have a moat?
Yeah. Where did Las Vegas go? Well, that's cool.
It is cool. It's fascinating. It's an interesting
it's
business.
It's like a different world, that California.
Like when we were in the back of that vehicle, we were up in Durango, Colorado, and we're in the back of a Suburban or whatever. Every magazine, you know, they have like Visit Colorado, Visit, here are the tourist things to do. Every magazine in that little pouch was about weed. Like everything. I mean, you remember that?
Yeah.
It was just, and every necklace, we went to this mac and cheese festival, I think it was. And they gave us little necklaces to wear around our necks. And
marijuana leaves.
Like, I mean, it's like everything.
Yeah.
It's like, that's their jam.
Oh, and by the way, we went hiking. That was one of the workouts, one of the days we went on.
Was
a
reward
hike.
You hiked to a pot farm?
No, that was something I did on my own. That wasn't part of the retreat. No, but the hike, I had to pee so bad. A 5 mile hike. Yeah. And we're drinking all these fluids, like
limited
all this liquid,
because
we're hydrating because we're being so active on the wellness retreat. Yeah, exactly. Flushing it out. No, I'm drinking all this water, so I have to pee. I don't know why no one else has to pee. So what do you do as a female when you have to pee and you're in the middle of a 5 mile hike? And
you go behind a tree.
Right, you go behind the tree.
Yeah.
So as I'm sitting there, they had warned us that there's rattlesnakes.
Oh!
And it's really dry out there right now. You know, they've had all those fires, but they've warned us that there's rattlesnakes. And there's signs here and there. It's like, watch out off the trail for rattlesnakes. So, of course, I'm bending down, squatting down, like terrified. Like, I'm just going to hear this. And I hear, I no joke hear this rattle noise. Like this. And then it's a person.
Oh.
With their bike, and it's their bike wheels making that noise, like cyclists that were out there.
I would have jumped up so fast, pants would have been in my ankle.
I do have my pants down on my ankles.
I don't think I'll be doing that wellness retreat.
No, probably not. Probably not.
I loved it.
As fun as I'm sure it sounded.
I loved it, but you have to be in the right mental place, you know? You have to want to learn about things. We meditated. We did meditation.
Did you have to say that om thing?
No.
Yeah, I like yoga, except when they want you to do that om thing. We didn't do that.
We didn't do that. The yoga was like nice yoga.
Yeah.
Like easier yoga. No, it wasn't flowing around. You kind of lay in there stretching. It was awesome.
I'm fascinated by is it Tai Chi with that very fluid movement you see the old people in the park doing? Is that Tai Chi? What is that?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that to see what, I guess it's like supposed to be getting
harnessing,
your energy.
Yeah,
and,
you
but it's so slow and I'm just very, I guess it's a meditative thing. I don't know. It's
I can't even sit down in that yoga squat, like the first position.
Well, you have to build up to that, Al.
Yeah. It's supposed to make you feel good.
Eventually it will.
Call us and tell us what has you feeling good this morning. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll do Feel Good Tuesday.
Why
next.
Not?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In just a couple of minutes, we're going to get to Good News Tuesday. Give us a call and let us know what's going on good in your life right now. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us your good news. And real quick, some good news. TV's number one show, The Walking Dead, returns Sunday at 9, 8 Central on AMC. And we want to send you and a guest to attend an exclusive Last Supper at the Sanctuary on location of The Walking Dead in Atlanta. Maybe even get up close and personal with some of the undead.
Ooh, zombies.
Go to KidNation.com and enter once each day. And make sure that you watch the premiere of The Walking Dead this Sunday, 9, 8 Central on AMC. I felt a little undead a couple weeks ago when I had the flu. And I was on Tamiflu and ibuprofen. I hope I said that right. And I just read something that said that Tamiflu will make you have hallucinations.
It can.
It can make you have hallucinations, which made sense because I had a hallucination. I imagined that I was sitting at the deli with Beyonce.
Were you awake when this was happening?
You just had a vivid dream.
I was awake. No, I don't think.
You were sleeping.
I think I
So that's
realized
a dream.
It after I woke up. So I
yeah,
don't know.
You were dreaming.
So hallucination has to be when you're
awake.
Yes. Yeah, you just had a vivid dream. Which medicine
very,
can...
very vivid dream that I was sitting down there having a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich with Beyonce.
Well, that's cool.
And it wasn't a big deal. We're just sitting there shooting the breeze. And Nick, we just brought in our producer.
Hi, hey.
He was there too?
No, Nick was not there.
Oh.
But you're kind of experiencing something like...
Well, I also have dreams about Beyonce.
About Beyonce?
I have a reoccurring dream about Beyonce.
Are you on Tamiflu?
No. And I'm not like the biggest Beyonce. I like Beyonce. I'm not obsessed with her or anything, but I always dream that Beyonce is driving my carpool. I'm in elementary school and Beyonce is just driving. She's not singing. She's not doing anything. She's not talking. It's me and my friend Derek. We're going to elementary school and it's just Beyonce happens to be driving.
And that's a recurring dream.
Happens a few times a year.
How interesting.
She's singing, all the single babies, all the single babies.
But I have another reoccurring dream that it's I'm graduating college. It's the day of my graduation and I find out I failed.
Yeah, that's
common.
Oh, good. Okay, well,
that's common.
But then I had another weird dream this weekend.
Whoa, you just are dreaming.
That was really funny to me.
Okay.
So I dreamt I was walking in some sort of downtown area and there was this guy that was stumbling around. He was drunk.
Shut up.
And I went up to him to see if he was okay, and it was Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
And I said, hey, Mark, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm cool. I was just at this party. So we went to this party.
He didn't want to go back.
Yeah, he wanted to go back. He was looking for his way back. So we went to this party where he thought he was going, and it was a party of all of my brother's friends. My brother wasn't there, but it was all of his friends. Mm-hmm. So I went up to this guy, Mike, who had his arm around my cousin. And I said, Mike, is Mark Zuckerberg supposed to be here? And he said, no. And I look over, Mark Zuckerberg is taking pictures with people at a photo booth.
Right.
And so we just left Mark Zuckerberg there and hung out with Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, it was complicated.
So, yeah. So I don't know what that dream means. It's supposed to mean something.
Dreaming about celebrities is very common, but they say you're normally looking for pieces of yourself there so that you are aspiring to be more acknowledged or, more famous in that way.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Nick just needs to get in touch with his inner black woman.
Maybe.
His inner...
There is something that says dreaming about Beyonce.
Beyonce
in dreams, yes. And she's a singer who has it all. So dreaming about her symbolizes your desire for success and to become famous.
Mm. Oh, that's you.
Oh, that's me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or your desire to have more endurance, hard work, and dedication.
Oh, that's it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your ambition to prevail under harsh circumstances. It also may reflect on your desire to be a singer.
Mm.
And there's obviously very little literal ways to interpret it, but they say sometimes it's... just because you want to be more successful when you dream about successful celebrities.
Does it say anything about dreaming about making out with Don Cheadle? Because that's one that I had.
Beyonce appearing in your dreams romantically may be indicative of your hopes for a relationship with someone you like or that you're infatuated with.
Whiskey Neat.
Don Cheadle was way before Whiskey Neat.
Yeah, way, way, way before.
Interesting. I wish I had a vivid recurring dream that was fun like that.
Yeah, that's a trip. I have a recurring, recurring.
It's fun.
Recurring, yeah.
The stress dreams aren't fun. We've all had those where you show up for the last day of college and you're not prepared for the final exam.
Right.
Or you find out you're just a couple credits short and you can't graduate. Or you're naked taking a test. Those are common.
Or reality. Give us a call right now at 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want to know what's making you feel good. Let's go
on
to the phone.
Tuesday.
Yeah. You see it over there, Jenna?
Yeah, we can't see the phones, Jenna. You have to do it.
All right, let's talk to Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hi.
Why are you feeling good with your baby?
Because she slept through the night for the first time last night.
Woo-hoo! That means Mama slept through the night. Yay!
How old is she?
Yes, 8 weeks old.
Oh, congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot of sleepless nights, I bet.
What'd you name your baby? I've always loved baby names.
Raven.
What's your middle name?
Phoenix.
Raven Phoenix. Awesome.
That's a celebrity name right
Raven
there.
Raven Phoenix. She's destined for celebrity.
Let's keep her off the pole.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in and congratulations on your sleep.
Thank you.
I just love baby names. I love hearing the combinations and stuff.
Here we go, Jenna.
All right. We have Maria.
Hi.
Hey, Maria.
Hi.
Did we get that pronunciation right?
You actually did. Thank you, Jenna.
Awesome.
Good. I'm glad.
What's got you feeling good?
So I actually set a goal for myself to buy my first house by age 25, and I just got there.
Girl.
Oh, congratulations.
I know.
Tell us about the house.
My first house. Well, actually, I'm kind of, there's a little downer. So I've actually lived across the street from y'all's studio for the past 4 years.
Aww.
So I'm moving a little further away from y'all, out to Grapevine.
Aww.
I'm very excited to have my first house and start making it my own.
Yeah. Get a little 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yeah, 3-bed, 2.5-bath. Cute little starter home, so I'm excited.
That's
Yay!
Awesome.
Good
That's
for
awesome.
You.
That's so exciting.
Go to,
well
go to
done.
Home Depot and get a drill and a ladder. Because I promise you, those are two things that you definitely need when you own a house.
Will do. Will do. Thanks.
I agree. The just living on your own.
The drill? I mean, you have
I've
to,
never used the drill. I had an electric screwdriver.
You can borrow people's drills. That's
kinda,
what I do.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's for. Just for drilling.
You do need the, you do need to get that fun little toolbox where everything's pink because you're a girl.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm better, so.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Lilia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Why are you feeling good?
I am speaking at a national conference for undergrad research on 3D printing.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, and you're not scared?
I'm actually slightly terrified.
Oh, you're going to be great. Are you prepared?
I am. I've been researching this for 2 years, and I'm actually producing an entire collection on it.
Wow.
So it's for fashion. So
wow.
Yeah, so I'm 3D printing pieces of garments and attaching them, and I'm speaking on how that's kind of the future of our industry.
How about that? That sounds exciting.
Do you have a nice open, a nice little joke, something to get their attention right off the bat?
Oh, you know, I'm trying.
Oh, you're going to be great. You've been sending it for 2 years.
Yeah, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really exciting, and I'm really excited because it's my senior semester, so this is all so much fun, and it's actually, my whole paper is going to be published, too, so that's even cooler. So.
Wow.
Man,
you had it going
doing,
on.
Our listeners are doing great things. Buying houses at 25.
Well, my tip
I'm
is...
21.
21? Oh, well,
yeah.
You sound fine. But if you get nervous when you're up there with all those eyes, I found that I look right over the top of people's heads, and you look around the room, so you technically kind of zone out, but it still appears as if you're making eye contact with people until you build up the ability to, like, lock eyes with people.
Do you picture
just
it naked?
Just go over. No, I just look straight. I pick up a spot in the back of the room and look straight over people's heads. If you get nervous.
Or picture somebody naked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to speak, too, and I did that. I was like, I'm just going to look over everyone's heads, and we're just going to talk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
It is. Congratulations,
babe. Yeah, thank you
so much. Uh-huh. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, Caitlin has accomplished something very cool. Caitlin, tell us why you're feeling good. Hi.
Hey. Well, it's my senior year in high school. So I started early with prom dress shopping, and the dress that I wanted and was, like, perfect was one size too small, but I worked really hard over the last 5 weeks, and I've lost 15 pounds, and my dress fit.
Girl!
Wow.
How'd you do it?
Weight Watchers.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that's a sensible way to do it.
Congratulations on that.
Well, be sure to text us some photos in your pretty prom dress.
Oh, yeah, we want to see.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. All right.
So the girl picks out her dress, and then we have to get the tux to accent, usually, or something
the
on.
The corsage and
the flowers.
I
did the cummerbund and the.
Like you need to wear a pink dress.
To match the dress,
The accessories.
Yeah.
Prom. Gosh, my prom experience wasn't as cool as other people's being in an all-girls school.
But you had like a brother school, right?
Kinda. Not really matched up, though, so some girls went with one all-boys school and some went with another one. Mm. So, no, it wasn't like a guaranteed invite to the boys' prom by any means, no. All right, Josh is doing something cool for his daughter. Tell us what you're doing, Josh.
I'm surprising her with tickets to Frozen on Ice Friday night.
Aww.
Very nice, my brother.
How old is your daughter?
She's 3.
Oh, she's going to be so excited.
Are you so excited?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I am. I can't wait to see when their eyes get really big and so excited to surprise to see, Elsa and Anna.
Are you going
to
sing a little of the song for us right now? Because I know you know it.
Uh-huh.
No.
Come on, Daddy.
I'm
just
further away from being a singer.
Let it go.
No, we didn't ask you to sing it out.
Sorry.
All right, y'all have a
pretty awesome.
Awesome. Y'all have a wonderful time.
Yeah, y'all have fun, dude.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, we used to take the kids to all those Disney on Ice shows. They're fun.
All right, we're taking your good news today. Put everyone in a good mood, and let's talk to Adam. I've always wondered about drones and who's flying them. Adam, tell us why you're feeling good.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. I'm feeling great. Tomorrow I have a test to become a commercial drone pilot.
Wow.
What is a commercial drone pilot?
Basically, I can take money from you for flying my drone for you or any sorts of favors and build it for a business. My partner and I, we launched into our second phase of a business, on-brand creative, and being a drone pilot and getting some great drone footage of Dallas is our next goal.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. Oh, he can rent that out. Now that he's a professional.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so I guess when you're doing those websites for like tourism, mm-hmm. you can take the drone to fun places. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I've never flown a drone before, but you know, it's been...
You've never flown, but you're about to be a commercial pilot?
Yeah, it's great. You don't have to have the ability to fly the drone. You just have to have the
the piece of paper that says you can.
Yeah. You get the license and you figure it out. So I'm looking forward to just figuring it out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.